This is The Decision Layer. I'm Bill Anastas, a podcast about production, taste, technology, and the choices that make work real. This episode is called A Knowledge Problem Becomes Labor. A knowledge problem becomes labor when an organization makes a promise its system doesn't know how to keep. The gap doesn't disappear because the room said yes. It returns as more versions, more revisions, more manual steps, more meetings, and more hours. More people get asked to solve a problem they didn't create and weren't given the infrastructure to absorb. From the outside, this can look like a hardworking team rising to a challenge. Sometimes it is. It can also be an organization protecting the appearance of competence by transferring the cost of learning to the people closest to delivery. Starting from zero can be clarifying. Nobody pretends the capability already exists. The team asks basic questions, looks for experienced people, and expects to learn. The uncertainty is visible enough to enter the scope, the schedule, and the budget. The more dangerous move is into the category next door. The new work uses familiar nouns. It appears to require the same talent. The output looks adjacent to something the team has already made. The organization knows enough to feel confident, and not enough to see which parts of that confidence belong to the previous category. A prototype and a production system may share an interface. A social asset and a campaign may share a frame. A recorded event and a live broadcast may share cameras, talent, and a stage. The visible work can look similar, while the operating model underneath it is completely different. The new category may count different units. It may expect a different volume. It may depend on libraries, templates, review paths, specialist judgment, or exception handling that the adjacent category never required. The team isn't incompetent. It's competent at something nearby. That can be harder to admit. The failure usually begins before anyone is working late. The organization sees an opportunity. The work looks familiar. A confident estimate forms around the system it already has. Then production begins, and the category reveals its real contract. The volume is larger. The review is more specialized. The number of stakeholders multiplies. The assets need to travel farther. The acceptable error rate is lower. The work requires repeatability where the team expected invention. At that moment, the organization has learned something important. Its promise and its production model no longer match. That should reopen the plan. What changed? Which capability is missing? Does the scope still describe the work? Does the team need more time, a smaller commitment, outside expertise, a new system, or an explicit learning phase? Instead, many organizations protect the promise as if revising it would reveal weakness. We already said yes. We can't go back now. The client thinks we know how to do this. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out can be an expression of courage. It can also be a decision about who will pay for the information leadership didn't have when it made the promise. A capability gap has a cost, whether the organization names it or not. When the gap is named early, that cost can become research, training, partnership, discovery, a pilot, a different schedule, or a more honest scope. When the gap is hidden, the cost becomes labor. The team creates every starting point from scratch. People make more versions because nobody knows what good enough looks like. Review rounds multiply because the standards were never made explicit. Manual work fills the space where a mature operation would have a library, a tool, a template, or a decision rule. The hours increase, but the calendar doesn't. The commitment stays fixed while the learning curve gets pushed inside delivery. The people doing that learning may not have been present when the opportunity was accepted. They experience that capability gap as urgency. The organization experiences their urgency as commitment. That's a dangerous confusion. Heroic effort can conceal a broken production model long enough for the work to ship. Once it ships, leadership may treat delivery as proof that the model worked. People may have carried the difference. Organizations often mistake talented people for a complete capability. Talent matters, experience matters, and judgment matters. But a mature capability also contains accumulated ways to begin. It has examples of what can be trusted, templates that preserve solved decisions, shared language for common problems, review criteria, known failure modes. It knows what should be bespoke and what should be repeatable. It has people who can recognize the unusual case before that case consumes the schedule. That infrastructure can almost be invisible when it works. An experienced team appears fast because it isn't rediscovering the category every morning. This is why a template isn't automatically the enemy of judgment. A bad template replaces judgment. A good template preserves decisions that don't need to be made again, so judgment can concentrate on what's specific to the work. The same is true of process. A bad process forces every project through steps that no longer have a job. A good process holds the ordinary parts steady enough for the team to notice what isn't ordinary. Capability isn't only the ability to produce an excellent result once. It's the ability to produce the right result again without requiring the same emergency. AI makes adjacent competence look even closer. A team can now generate the surface of a new capability before it has built the system underneath it. It can make the image, draft the interface, summarize the research, assemble the deck, imitate the format, and produce enough plausible material to make the opportunity feel real. That's useful, but it can also move the promise forward faster than the operating model. The demo suggests the hard part has been solved. Then production asks the questions the demo didn't have to answer. Which outputs are correct, and what source material can they use? Who reviews them? Can the team reproduce them? What happens when the model changes? Which errors can escape, and who owns the exceptions? If those answers don't exist, the tool has accelerated entry into the category. It hasn't created the capability. The missing system will still appear somewhere. Often it appears as people cleaning, checking, rewriting, prompting, and manually protecting the work from a promise the demo made too cheaply. AI can reduce labor. It can also hide where the labor moved. There's nothing shameful about learning during production. Every serious capability was once new. Every experienced team has a first project in the category. Nobody begins with the library, instincts, vocabulary, and exception history of a mature operation. The problem isn't learning. The problem is pretending learning has no production cost. If the team is learning, the plan should know. The scope can include discovery. The schedule can contain testing. The budget can buy experienced guidance. The commitment can begin with a pilot. The first delivery can be more narrow while the team builds the repeatable path. That may make the opportunity look smaller at first. It also makes the capability more real. And the cheapest moment to admit what the organization doesn't know is before the answer becomes someone else's deadline. Ask what the new category counts. Ask what experienced teams already have before the project begins. Ask which part of the work is routine to them and still an invention to you. Ask what has to happen repeatedly, not only what has to look convincing once. Ask which assumption came from the category next door. Those questions don't weaken confidence. They separate confidence from theater. Real confidence can survive a sentence like this. We know how to make the work. We haven't yet built the system required to make it at this volume. That sentence gives production something it can use. Now the organization can build, partner, narrow, sequence, or decline. It can place the learning where the plan has seen it instead of asking the delivery team to turn missing knowledge into private endurance. After delivery, ask what the result depended on. Did the team build a repeatable path? Or did particular people hold the process together manually? Did the organization gain a capability? Or did it survive an assignment? What knowledge became infrastructure? What remains trapped in individual memory? Which emergency will recur because the lesson never changed the model? If the answer is that everyone simply needs to work that hard again, the organization didn't learn from the labor. It learned that the labor was available. So name the gap, price the learning, build the system the promise requires. Otherwise, the missing knowledge will still enter the work. It'll just arrive, disguised as effort. That's the decision layer. You can read this piece at blog.banast.as.